From the Cobol Kuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, here to bring you a blessing with some great gospel music. That's right here at the Cobol Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train leaves out, that's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Denver Open Media, that's 92.9 FM. And of course, you can always check us out online during the week for a moment of blessings. That's at DAWS2000.com. And hopefully that'll give you a little moment of inspiration. Well, I want to give a big shout out to my son, Warren G. That's right. And of course, Linda and her father, with prayers going up for them. I have a little shout out, of course, for some of the brothers that might be incarcerated during this time of Lent. And I want you to know that God's promise is in your life and you will be fulfilled. So keep on praying, because the fervent prayer of the righteous man, that's right, will prevail much. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. We have none other than Pastor Barbara Barry Bailey, who is going to tell us a little bit about Easter and, of course, the 40-day walk. And I'm going to give you a little insight. There's like 10 more days after that, you know, where the Holy Spirit was able to come down. But that was a period of waiting. So a lot of times during this time, it is a time of waiting. So keep it locked right here. Here's none other than John P. Key. We have T.D. Jakes, C.C. Pinson. They're going to get this train rolling down the track. So keep it locked right here. God bless you.
He was one of nine children, and his mother died when he was very young. He always taught us to reverence and respect the character of God. He said, if you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, God would supply every one of your needs. How many believe that tonight? Clap your hands. We're going to sing this little country song. Listen. I'll have my mansion now. take the course and write a verse. She say this, I believe.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. You know, you may be in a tough time right now, but it's only a setback. That's right. God is setting something up for a greater, greater comeback. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music.
I'm Pastor Barbara Berry Bailey of St. Paul Lutheran Community of Faith in downtown Denver, and I am riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker.
Ooh, Support for KUVO's signature event Live at the Vineyards comes from Dos Abuelas, a catering service celebrating Puerto Rican heritage. Menu, catering at comaldosabuelas.com.
Tune in Sundays at 4 for Super Sonido with your host, La Molly, digging through our past to understand our futures using music like electro folklore, nueva cumbia, and tropical futurism as our guides on KUVO, KUVO.org.
What's going on at KUVO every week? Subscribe to the Oasis newsletter at KUVO.org.
That's right, KUVO. We are here live at the Gospel Train. I do want to remind you that Gladys Knight is going to be here. That's Friday, April 7th at 8 o'clock at the Paramount Theater. So if you haven't got your tickets, you need to check it out and get your tickets right now. So also remind you that Ron Ivory and the Miles Apart Band will be at the Clock Tower Cabaret. That's, you're going to give them a call at 303-293-0027. That'll be March 26th. So that's coming up next weekend. And you definitely want to check them out. As I told you before, we have none other than Pastor Barbara Berry riding on the Gospel Train. So listen up, y'all. We got a little blessing for you. Talking about Lent and a little Easter, so you can kind of, you know, get it straight in your mind what it's all about. Well, hello. I have Dr. Barbara Bailey Berry with me today, riding on the gospel train. Hello, good morning. God bless you.
Top of the morning to you. I do want to pull back. I am not a doctor. I have studied and I didn't finish my doctor of ministry. I am just a servant, Pastor Barbara.
Pastor, God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. I say doctor because it is in honor of all the things that you do and all the things that you have done into this community. So I'm going to kind of go right into your ministry. Tell us all about your background and just how you have got to this point of being pastor.
Sure. It was a circuitous journey. I was born into the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and I attended Lutheran schools throughout elementary and junior high school. Now, at that time, back in the 60s, no mainline Protestant church bodies were ordaining women. The Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod still does not. But at 12 years old in school, I felt a call, and I had a conversation with my pastor at the time, who then informed me that women were not ordained in the Lutheran Church at the time, and was very supportive and encouraged me to become a deaconess, which after some study, even, you know, in junior high school, I didn't feel called to serve as a deaconess. So I had a 20-year career in public broadcasting before I even attended seminary.
Really?
Yes. So I worked at a couple of public radio stations. I worked at National Public Radio in Washington for a few years. And while I was working at the jazz station in Philadelphia, where the Lutheran Seminary, ELCA Seminary, is, I used to live right in the neighborhood, drive past it twice a day going to and from work, and finally decided one day that I'm not going to pass it up anymore. And so I walked in and had a conversation with the director of admissions and quit my job, actually, and went to seminary.
Really? Yeah. Praise God.
So okay. I'm celebrating the 30th anniversary of my ordination this year.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Good. Yes. So see, you have proven it wrong that women can be called.
So when I was in junior high school, I remember our pastor had a deaconess assigned to our congregation, and that was supposed to be my role model, and I was supposed to, you know, duckling behind her. And like I said, after she was there for a couple of years, I realized this was not my calling. But the principal of the school was not very kind to me and said that I was ungrateful, you know, this is what I was supposed to do. And I said to him, well, you wait and see. One day women will be ordained in the Lutheran Church.
Okay.
Well, that was a heresy. And so I had to stay after school every day and write the Athanasian Creed. And we have Google now, so you can just, whoever's listening, you can Google that. It's long. Okay. And so I had to write it 100 times. And I couldn't finish in one day, so I would have to stay after school every day and write as many times as it took until he wanted to go home. And then finally, one day, I never made 100 times, by the way. One day, he said, it was around 60, 75, he said, I think you've learned your lesson, so I don't have to stay after school.
Okay.
And I remember the day that I was ordained in 1992. When my bishop put his hands on my head, I remember thinking, thank God I never learned my lesson.
Now, that's good, because I teach kids, see, and I have them only write 20 times, okay? I will not talk back.
You know, well, that's a lesson that they need to learn.
Right.
Or if that's they don't, good. They go into radio.
Right. You know? So let's get back into talking about this time period of Lent and the walk, the 40 days unto Easter.
Sure.
Give me your analogy and your thoughts on Lent and that process.
All right, so the season of Lent begins with Ash Wednesday. And for people who are listening, and you may not be familiar with that, perhaps you've, I don't know, been in a King Supers or a Safeway or a grocery drugstore, and you've seen people that Wednesday with a black cross on their forehead.
Right.
And when that cross is, we call it the imposition of ashes, when that cross goes on someone's head, we say to them, you know, remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. So Lent is a time of, historically, a time of repentance and returning to God. It's reflecting on, you know, mortality and all of the things that are a part of being a human being. I mean, we're not perfect. Regardless of our piety, our spirituality, our religion, our denomination, you have to admit that no one is perfect and can't live a perfect life. And yes. So those 40 days, and I'll say more about those 40 days in a minute, 40 days is a season in which we reflect on our relationship and returning to God. Now, saying that, obviously, repentance is not limited to a season of the church,
right.
But it is a time of heavy emphasis on returning to the Lord. And about those 40 days, if you count the days, all the days from Ash Wednesday to Easter, you come up with more than 40 days.
Yes.
All right. And so I remember doing this as a kid saying, well, that's more than 40 days. So for people who then make sacrifices, such as a lot of people give up sweets or chocolate, no wine, some people give up meat. Sundays are considered feast days, and Sundays are not a part of those sacrificial days.
Really?
Yes. And I remember when I found that out, I said, well, that's just cheating and weak to not count those
right.
Sundays.
I wish I had known that. I could have ate a piece of candy or something.
A glass of wine.
Right.
Right. Yes. So that's why earlier when we were speaking off mic and I said, you know, for some people who sacrifice and then some don't. When I was working in Chicago at our National Church office, there was a huge basket of chocolate that was, you know, for people to just grab. And the person who supplied the chocolate did not refrain from having chocolate for Lent. And so the different piety styles all over the
right.
unit were like, well, you're not supposed to have chocolate during Lent. And somebody says, you are not supposed to have chocolate during Lent.
But me.
And so not everybody sacrifices the same thing. And some people don't give up anything.
Right.
I think my very first sermon after Ash Wednesday was about not giving up. Someone says, what are you giving up for Lent? And I said, I've given up giving up something for Lent.
Oh.
And the more I reflected on that, I thought, you know, I'm going to just give up. And someone said, well, that doesn't sound very religious. I said, no, not throw in the towel, but just be open to what the Spirit is doing
right.
in my life.
Yes.
Just don't try to force things, some outcome, you know, that you want. To be at peace.
Right, because that is a traditional thing, and it's usually a Christian thing. So, you know, when you speak to the general public and those that might not really embrace, per se, those traditions, they love God. They want to be saved. They still have a passion and a heart and want forgiveness. Speak to that, you know, because come Easter, these are just man-made times, per se, of a celebration. You know, we have to remember what they mean and what they're significant. You know, like the birth of Christ is Christmas. You know, Easter is the resurrection.
Just want to say one more thing, too, about people. That's what I call a piety style. I've heard people toss this term, you know, so-and-so is pious. That doesn't mean that someone who didn't sacrifice for Lent is not a pious person. It's a style of piety or style of spirituality. And it's different, like I said, across religions. It's different even within our respective denominations. Everybody doesn't express their spirituality in the same way.
Right. And even those that are non-denominational, those are the ones that I'm really speaking to, because on the gospel train, I want the ministry to speak to everyone, even those that might not be so into a religion or a...
Well, and I agree with that. And that's when I say even within denominations, across
right.
ecumenical, interreligious, or even people who will and have said to me that I'm spiritual but not religious. In other words, they don't subscribe to any particular doctrine.
Right.
But they have a reverence within them for the divine, whatever name they give the divine.
Okay, so speak to Easter. Here we are. Wear your Easter hat, you know.
I do remember Easter hats. That's one thing as a pastor, I don't get to sport an Easter hat anymore.
Wear your Easter bonnet. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, see, those are all cliches that go along with certain celebrations. And those are things that I really like to speak on, because you want to get away from that and you want the realities of what it is. What is the heart of it?
Well, the heart of Easter is the resurrection of Jesus. And I specifically say Jesus when you brought out there are people listening who may not affirm Jesus as the Christ,
right,
but rather some people regard Jesus as a prophet, a great teacher. But that's what Easter is. It's the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. And the question will become, well, how did that happen? People will look at me and I have to say, I don't know. Because I went to seminary and, you know, spent a lot of money, and this is the 30th anniversary of my ordination.
Right.
Well, I don't know how. I mean, there are a lot of things we don't know. And the analogy I always use is, and I should know, but I never had a physics class. Every time I board a plane, I mean, I don't know how it flies. I just know that it does.
Right, exactly. And that you're safe on that, you know. And one thing that people can identify with, they might not be able to rationalize all of the things that happen in the world today, but they can say that the Holy Spirit is within them, and everyone has that. You know the good from the bad, and you know right from wrong. For some reason within you, that spirit lies, and that's what we want to speak to. So I just want to thank you for joining me today. What is your last thought that you can say to the audience out here that will continue to inspire them to speak to that spirit within them and share that love with each and every person they meet?
Well, that's interesting that you said love, because that, of all the commandments, that's the last one before, you know, Jesus went to the cross, was, I command you to love one another as I loved you. And that's, I think, the qualifier is love one another as I have loved you. And if you look at, you know, the life of Jesus and the things that Jesus was willing to do for love, which brings me to the last thought, if I never am able to be on this microphone on your show, is that there is no wrong that God cannot forgive. And I think, you know, people carry heavy burdens with them thinking that something that they've done is unforgivable. But if, in fact, you are heartily sorry and you repent, there is nothing that God will not forgive.
Amen. I'll say amen to that. Thank you so much. I love you, and I really, really appreciate you, Pastor, for being here and just really sharing your thoughts and your words. God bless you and your ministry, of all the things that you're doing out in the community. And one last thought, I love you.
I do. I love you. And even those whom I cannot see, because I, like I said earlier, I'm commanded to. I'm commanded. But I'm really honored that you've asked me to be a part of the gospel train.
You were listening to Pastor Barbara Berry Bailey. That's the BBB right here on the gospel train. Why don't you tell us how they can get in touch with you, maybe check out your ministry?
You can always email me at Pastor Barbara, all one word, at St. Paul Denver, STPAUL, Denver.org. St. Paul Lutheran Community of Faith is on the corner of 16th and Grant Street in downtown Denver, 1600 Grant Street. You can call me, Pastor Barbara, at 303-839-1432.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We can't live without them.
Hallelujah, thank you,
Jesus.
I worship,
adore
forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah, thank you,
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever.
Glory.
Woke up this morning, first thing I do,
reach my hands toward the sky.
I'm honoring you,
Majesty and Mighty King.
I turn up my radio.
rushing off to
work.
I got my sword and shield,
'cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hands.
Put your hands on my soul, show you think you too good.
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do today.
Taking care of my kids,
friends, my
God.
Oh, you're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here, where we tell you that Acts 4:31 says the Holy Spirit comes when you pray. So you got to keep on praying. That was none other than Otis Kemp with Daily Bread. So stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you.
Jesus will.
I'm a living
witness.
My
shepherd. Some of us want to live here at the cross streets of sophistication and inspiration. Others want to live here at the crossroads of recreation and meditation. Finding a home is all about location. Coble builds homes where people want to live. You can find your favorite location at cobleco.com. There's a new show on Kuvo. It's Influenced. The hosts, Andy O and Abby Clark, have surprises in store every show. Expect the unexpected from Abby and Andy. Listen to Influenced
Monday night at midnight
on Kuvo, the Oasis.
Connect with KUVO instantly. Text us at 303-291-0666.
Lord, I said once I was satisfied. He likes things me to dwell. I didn't know I was just a prisoner in a cell. From Galilee, oh yes, oh yes, oh, yes. He would carry me, make me up from my trials and snares. You'll meet loved ones who'll be waiting. I'll walk to my room upstairs. I'm gonna what you say, boys? I'm gonna move upstairs. I'm going. In my room, upstairs. Oh, that is why I'm so happy. In spite of all my trials, I'm getting ready to move. Oh, I'm gonna move it upstairs. I'm gonna move upstairs.
Be all right now, you're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right now, you're gonna be all right now, you're gonna be all right. Cause you got it, you got it, you got it, you got it.
Blessings on the other side. Just call on the Lord. You know he's on board to help you in your life. So you're gonna be all right.
You're gonna be all right now. You're gonna be all right now. You're gonna be all right.
You're gonna be all right.
You're gonna be all right now. You're gonna be all right now. You're gonna be all right.
She got it, yeah.
She got it. Got it. You got it. You got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trials say about everything going on. Oh no, stay on your knees while you're saying, Lord, please. Saying you already won, you're gonna be alright.
You're gonna be alright now, you're gonna be alright now, you're gonna be alright.
No matter what you're going through,
you're gonna be alright.
If you know that God ain't through with you,
no, no,
you're gonna be alright. Know you got it, yeah.
You got it, 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 you got it.
Touch somebody and tell them that you love them. You know, mean it, huh?
Love.
What the world needs forever is
love.
L-O-V-E. Hug somebody and tell them it's all love. Say love.
Love.
Just a little bit of love would go a long way. Set us free. Now it's time to live in unity. Yeah. And tell them that you love them. God's love is unconditional, y'all. We must love each other like God loves us. Unconditional, y'all. We must love each other how God loves us. Y'all, listen to this. Loving everybody. Overflowing with joy. Vibrating high. Everlasting peace. That's what love is. Come on, y'all. Let's tell them. What the world needs.
The whole world is crying in grief. Everyone looking for some relief. On my knees, will you please hear my plea? In your word, you said to me to lean on me by your power. Decree by faith, I believe you always come through. I rely on you, you. That's why I trust you. I rely. iniquities. In the Bible, secrets I keep, giving myself the third degree. It was like your love ran out on me. But in your word, you said to me to lean on me. By your power, I decree. By faith, I believe. You always come through. I rely on you. You. That's why I trust you. I rely on you. I can't do this alone, but I thank you for coming through. I rely on you. Hey, hey, that's why I trust you, Lord. I rely on you.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the gospel train. And that was none other than Samaya with Rely. You know, we open up the set with Tim Woodson with Move Up. And then, of course, Rufus with All Right Love. And, of course, I do want to remind you that waiting, you know, wait on the Lord with all your heart, because waiting will build your faith. That's from Hebrews 11:1. So keep waiting, because he has a blessing for you. His promises are always true. Here's none other than Dante Bowie with Hide Me.
Keep them missing.
Yeah, that's it. Hide me. Praise God. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the Gospel Train. It's been a blast. I love you. And I just thank you so much for riding with me today. God bless each and every one of you. I do want to remind you that thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word. So go with God in all of your ways this week. Be blessed. And know, share that blessing with each and every person that you meet, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through. God has a blessing for you. And believe me, he has a promise that Holy Spirit is within you. And I'm telling you, just have to continue to activate that in your love. And that's love that's waiting, because his promise will come through for each and every one of you. We are going to leave with none other than Curtis Mayfield with People Get Ready, because the train's coming to you. It comes to you. That's right, every Sunday at 8 o'clock, and we are coming into your home and around the world to bring you a blessing and to remind you that God is still on the throne. He still has a blessing for each and every one of you. So go with God, share those blessings, and remember, during this time, you know, it's a time maybe of waiting, and it's a time of being patient, and it's a time of just sharing that love and that word. Stay in that word and share that word, because that word is nothing more but love. God bless each and every one of you, and my shout out to my son and to all the people that I mentioned earlier, to Linda. My prayers go up to all of them and to each and every one of you. And those that are, especially those that are incarcerated, because I can see the building here from the KUVL studios. I just want to know that I'm sending you love and many, many blessings, because God has a plan for your life.
Against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. Don't need no ticket, you just
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsels guide, uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God.
Listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.